Four or five years ago in my neighborhood, the house behind me became vacant and someone moved in fairly quickly, within a few days. And it was in the late fall, and so at Christmas time, as was my habit, I was taking sweets and treats around to the neighbors. And I stopped for the first time at this house to say hello and offer a Christmas greeting. And I rang the bell, and two little children came to the door, a three-year-old boy and what appeared to be a 5 or 6 year old girl. And I said, "Merry Christmas," and I introduced myself and started chatting with them, and I saw the tree all decorated behind them, and there were Christmas lights on the house. And so in a moment's time, I said to the children, "Do you think Santa is going to be able to find you to bring you any presents this year because you've moved to a new house?" And the older child, the girl, said quite promptly, she recited, "Oh, we don't believe in Santa because we love Jesus. Jesus is our friend." And I was taken aback because I hadn't had that exact experience, but I didn't let the moment lose me, and I quickly responded, "I love Jesus too, and he is my friend too." So I tell that story to raise the question what it means that our children will have faith. Will our children have faith? And what does it mean that we have faith? And what will help us to believe in the midst of whatever times of unbelief that we might have? Jesus was born thousands of years ago into a culture of what you and I today might think of as superstitious. There were many gods, there were many beliefs, which in itself isn't that different from today, but also there was a limited knowledge of the world. There were a few cultures, their world was small, versus today where we have knowledge of hundreds of cultures. There was little science, versus today where we have knowledge of the atom and the solar system, advanced medicine, and the daily news from anywhere on our planet, and so much more than was known by people several thousand years ago. So in reference to our gospel story, I'm wondering what it was that made Joseph believe. Or even if Joseph did believe, did he have faith? Not a word that would have been used in his culture. How could the fiancé believe in a virgin birth? In the final sentence of the gospel lesson, we learn that though he took Mary as his wife, they did not live as husband and wife until after Jesus was born. Was he waiting to see if indeed it was true that she would have this promised son, this special child who was coming as a gift from God? Did he wonder throughout her pregnancy about the miracle of her giving birth to this child? Or what did Joseph really believe about what was happening in his world? I raise these questions with you not because I think it is critical for you and I to know what Joseph was thinking at all or what he believed, but rather I'm raising these questions because I think it does matter what we believe about our faith. Not so much what we believe about the particular circumstances of Jesus coming into the world. Not so much whether we would all even agree on a theology of the incarnation of God becoming truly human in the life of Jesus. Rather, I raise the question of faith on this day because I think today that nothing matters more than that we have faith faith in something of God that is beyond our understanding. That's what faith is, right? Beyond our actual understanding. Something of God that can touch our hearts, touch our minds, come into our complex lives as they are, and move us, if you will, impact us in some way. Nothing matters more in this day when we know so much about our world that we cannot even comprehend. Nothing matters more than to know that we don't know much about God, and yet we believe. We believe. We can believe in a God that is beyond ourselves, beyond our understanding, and is also close enough to touch and impact our lives. Another opportunity is upon us as a faith community, an opportunity to celebrate something that God has done. Yet again, more importantly, it's an opportunity for you and I to explore and invest in our own faith journey. What will help us grow in faith? One of the most remarkable occurrences of this season is that many people throughout the world open their hearts during this time of year to show support and love in ways that we don't normally see. There is a flood of giving, unlike any other time of the year. And for me, one of the results of witnessing these actions is that I have a renewed and palpable sense of faith in the human race. I can see that as people, our hearts can be touched and even changed, such that we behave differently during specific times or seasons of our lives. Over breakfast on December 7th, I heard a number of stories about families who were homeless and whose lives were changed by a ministry called PLM Families Together. This is a ministry now led by a member of our parish, which has been around for over 30 years, helping people move in their lives from homelessness to self-sufficiency. Last week, when I stopped by the store to pick up cat food, I saw a group of police officers standing at the back of an open cargo truck loading shopping bags full of gifts given by strangers to strangers in this season of love. And then, for all of us, there was 2 weeks ago, sitting here with smiles on our faces and little golden medallions of chocolate in our hands, and watching while hundreds and hundreds of packages were brought here and delivered to St. Nicholas so that needy children might have presents to open on Christmas morning. And then just last week, many of us watched with wonder and joy while the children of our parish told us the story of Jesus' birth in song and in pageant. Each one of these events were opportunities for me to celebrate the message of this season and to see a world around me embrace caring for one another, and I dare say, doing so in the name of God. We extend ourselves at this time of year, and I hope that all of us are fed and nurtured in the knowledge and love of God. Will our children have faith? Will we have faith? What will help us grow in our belief? I would like to suggest to you today that what helps us believe are the acts of faith which we both initiate and witness, and which then penetrate our hearts and our minds. It is less important specifically what we believe than that we believe. And then it is our faith which will increase as we act upon our belief. Our faith which continues to grow as we act upon our beliefs. When I do not focus on the wonderful acts of this season that I described, I'm aware that there is negativity and fear and harm in our world. There is the left and the right. There is the rich and the poor, the haves and the have-nots. There are times when it seems like things are not improving at all, and we are headed for a doom of some sort, whether it is economical or relational or political or another type. Surely something bad is just about to happen at any given time. Even more reason to rely upon our faith. There are those of us who sometimes dwell on these negatives and fears and harms. I myself, at times. And so perhaps this is a season or a time when we can allow our faith to prevent us from dwelling on such things. Listen to these words of encouragement from Philippians. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And keep on doing these things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in faith. And the God of peace will be with you. The God of peace, come to us this season as a child. What are the things that you have heard and seen in this remarkable season? And what are the things that you can let go of and choose not to dwell upon in this the season of love? If we are to have faith, if we are to grow and deepen our understanding of this journey with God, let us practice daily these acts of care and love for one another, which make both the seasons of Advent and Christmas such powerful witnesses of faith everywhere around us. Amen.